sucks.
Sucks ass. Colin Kaepernick, why do you bring politics into this? There was none here before. Fucking douchebag.
Yeah, well, speaking of bringing politics into games, apparently Mario Maker 2's new speedrunning mode looks a lot like a popular fan-made hack. So for this, we go to our speedrunning correspondent, John.
John, is this just an advertisement for your Mario Maker 2 main Twitch channel?
Oh, this is exactly an advertisement for my Mario Maker 2 Twitch channel, which I was streaming before we started recording this podcast, and I'm going to resume streaming after. Yeah. But anyway, the important thing, besides that the URL is twitch.tv/bpbletuspod, the important thing is that we covered this a little bit when this Super Mario Battle Royale thing came out. And we talked about like how we were sure it was going to get taken down. And sure enough, he got a DMCA complaint, the guy who made this like little Flash game that people could play online, which was a ton of fun. And he had to reskin it as DMCA Takedown Battle Royale, but it had all the same mechanics.
Yeah.
Just instead of Mario, you were like a little animated game creator. And now I noticed this when I opened up the most recent version of Mario Maker 2 when it updated. They have a new like multi like 100-man speedrun mode where you race against ghosts, and it's pretty much exactly the same thing.
Uh-oh. So they just stole his idea?
They just straight up stole his idea. Well, first they told him you can't do that, and then they made a slightly different version of his idea, which is now highly protected intellectual property.
Look, see, this is the problem. Every fucking video game is adding a battle royale mode. What's next? Fucking Animal Crossing Wild World Battle Royale, where you have to kill all of your neighbors until you're the last person left standing in fucking Animal Crossing Town or whatever. I've never played any of those games, so
not,
I don't know.
Not person, Todd. Last animal standing.
Oh, shit.
Well, usually in Animal Crossing, you're the only human in a town full of animals, so you know
that sounds like
don't think
right.
Too hard
but
about
there
it.
Could
like
only be
recipe
one
recipe
for some furry shit.
It's pretty furry.
There could only be one human in a town of animals, right? But 100 humans got off the bus that day, so you have to out earn each other. And the first one to get out from under their landlord and own their own home gets to kill the other 90.
Whoever kills Tom
Nook first. Honestly, that sounds fun.
Yeah, that rips.